Tonight's daf is daf Yud Beis. So let's begin from the very top. The Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Mekable Kiboles Besochat Chum. Person accepts some work, non-Jews doing work, Besochat Chum, Aser. It's Aser to do that. Rashi explains on top here, Litein Mlach Lenachri, to give Jew, rather work to a non-Jew, Bekiboles, he's accepting it upon himself as a contractor. Ki avid le b'Shabbos, he does the work on Shabbos. Di yadei kuli alma, everyone knows what's going on. He's building a house on Shabbos in the neighborhood. V'amri hayom b'Shabbos yavid le, and he said he probably hired him on Shabbos. It's going to be issues of Maris Ayin. So a person b'tocha tchum is also to have such a contractor work on the house. But if it's chutz l'tchum mutter, if the work is being done somewhere upstate, let's say, where no one's living there, so that would be permitted. Then it's mutter. So Amar Rapapa says, "Afilu chutz l'tchum lo amrin elo delekam asad de makar v'lahasam." Even when we permit a contractor to work outside the tchum, it's only if there's no city nearby. Aval ika masad de makar v'lahasam aser. If there's a nearby city and then one might be able to pass by on Shabbos, then it's prohibited. So Amar of Misharshe v'chileka masad de makar v'lahasam nami lo amrin elo b'Shabbos of Yamin Tovim de lo shchicha inchi da'azad l'hasam. When we said that there is no city nearby and we permit one to do work on outside the tchum, you're allowed to, upstate, no one's nearby, that's only on Shabbos and Yom Tov because people are not traveling on Shabbos and Yom Tov. People are traveling often on Chol HaMoed, they might pass by this area outside the tchum, so even if there is no city nearby, it would be usur to have them work on Chol HaShemoed. This is the first time I think we're seeing this, that Amir Lanachri is Asr on Chol HaMoed. I would take that for granted maybe, but the Gemara here says it. The Gemara explicitly says in Bab Metzia, people don't realize, people normally think Amir L'Akum, Amir Lanachri only applies on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's not true. It applies to all Isurim. You can't have a Nachri do other Isurim for you. It applies to Chol HaMoed. It applies, the Gemara says, to having your animal neutered, which is an Issa D'Oraisa. You can't do that yourself, and you can't appoint a rofe, a doctor, to do that either. Any issur that you can't do, you can't appoint a nachri to do. So Chol HaMoed is no different. So then, So then the Gemara says, Mar Zutcher Bereid Rav Nachman Banu Le'af Dana Mikabli Kibolos Chutz L'Tchum. Rav Nachman happened to have contracted a aftana, is like a large house, a mansion of some sort, to be built with this contractor, and it was built outside the city, outside the tchum. Ikle Rav Safra Rav Huna Bar Chinin Rav Alu Lagabe. They went to visit this beautiful mansion and they refused to enter in. Vikadamri Hunami Lo Al Begabe. And some say that even Rav Nachman himself wouldn't enter into his own mansion that he paid for. How could that be? V'ha'amar Shmuel Bekabli Kibolis B'Sochat Chum Aser Chutzat Chum Mutter. And this was Chutzat Chum, so he should be permitted to enter in. So the Gemara says Adam Chasha Shainlik. We saw on yesterday's daf that Adam Chashuv, such as Rav Nachman and all these other Amoraim, they should be stringent, even if it's chutz l'tchum. Ikadami, others say, not sure how to take this exactly, siyua saya betivna behadayu, that Rav Nachman was helping out with the work. So Rashbam says here, Rashi rather says, I'm in Bal Basra, since he had misaya behadayu asr. So I don't think he was helping out in Chol HaMoed or Shabbos Yom Tov, obviously. This is Rav Nachman that we're talking about. But I guess that he helped somewhere along the lines. I don't know why that would change anything if he worked during the week. And anyone see any footnotes on this?
He gave him straw for the
Yeah, but on Chol HaMoed he did this?
No, but he just provided.
So why is that a problem?
It's on Shabbos. How Shabbos?
Right.
That's how do you do that on Shabbos?
No, so it says here that he didn't give it. Look in the Yidalef. So he quotes the four lines of Pesha, Kablanim Hanakim, Lachim Tevim, Beis HaTevim, Shalmar Zosha.
Bleed the Yasso. Okay, he didn't know about it. So Misiril is real lav dafka. He's used his material.
Yeah.
Okay, hard to read. Okay.
It's extra for him. Like, he really had nothing to do
with it. Yeah.
They went to his house and took his stuff.
Yeah, they went to Lowe's, another store, but he went to his own storage house. So that has some level of siyua to it, and therefore it's asr. Okay, the Gemara now says, Rav Chama Sharu Luhu La'avun Gare. He permitted what's not Mugari, Misadre Shulchano, says Rashi, carpenters who would build tables. He permitted them, the Bay Reish Kalusa, those who built had tables in the house of the Reish Kalusa, he permitted them, Lemevelu, Avidasa, Bechala de Moada. He permitted them to build tables on Chol HaMoed. Amar, he says, Kaven de Augur lo Kashakli, since they're not taking any money for their carpentry, Sharshuye Huda Kamishar Shile, the Reish Galusa is simply feeding them a wonderful feast instead. But Leslimba, this is not considered a contracted work since they're not being paid for it, and therefore it's permitted. Okay? Gemara quotes a Brisa, Tanur Rabbanan Mekable Kibolus B'moed La'asosu La'achar HaMoed. You could sign a contract, or at least you could agree upon a contract on Chol HaMoed that it be done afterwards. U'v'moed Aser, but to have a contract be done to be worked on Chol HaMoed, that would be Aser. Kol Shadavar, the principle is as follows: Kol Shu Oseh Omer L'Nachiv Oseh. Anything that he themselves could do, he could tell a non-Jew to do. And Chol Sheino Oseh Eino Omer L'Nachiv Oseh. Anything that he cannot do himself, no, he cannot appoint a non-Jew to do for him either. Okay, quotes the Gemara Bava Tzia, the Rebbe Kivega that I referred to before, and the Tosas over there discusses this inyan about Mila Akram by Shari Surim. Tani idach mekablin kibolus b'moed la'asos la'achar ha'moed. The Braiser says you could agree on a contract so long as the work is done after chol ha'moed. Ubevad shelo yimdod, as long as you don't measure, shalishkol, you don't weigh things, shelo yimana, you don't count things out, kiderach she'osu b'chol. You just agree on general terms, but you don't go to be exact of measuring how much land, how much wood. You don't get those details.
You can't
measure them. You can't work out the details, I think it means.
I'm saying you can accept the kapuanas, but you can't do the actual work.
Right, that was number one. You can't do the actual work. And then the second limitation is you can't even discuss the very nitty-gritty and the details of the measurements. That's in addition to not starting any of the work. So then the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, ain marvin behema v'chol shemoed. You can't be marvia behema. You can't help them become pregnant on chol shemoed. And the kiyotzi, the reason why is because it's some level of malach involved in this. And it's a lot of tircha. You can't do tircha on chol ha'moed. V'lo psuli mikdashim. Either because psuli mikdashim, which is an animal that's been hektish, and the animal then gets a mum, it's called psule mikdashim. It still has a level of kedusha to it. And you can't do avoda. You can't do any work. So the causing them to be marvia and have babies would be considered malacha, and that would be aser for psulei mukdashim. Tani idach, another brisa says, ein marvian behema b'chol shemoed. You can't do it in chol moed. Rabbi Yehuda omer, chamura shetava marvian ale zachar b'shul shelo titzdanim. If, however, there's a donkey that's in great need of this, so then you're permitted to in order to cool it off. But shar kol ha'behemos, other animals, you cannot do this, in which case, machnis in osan libekaros. What you are allowed to do is to bring a male and female animal into a barn and let them do whatever they want, but you cannot be involved in the marvian on a chol ha'moed. Gemara quotes another braisa, Tanur Rabbanan ein medayrin. What's medayrin? So Rashi says here, you can't machnis behemel l'sadek kedei sheyotziu zevel. You can't bring the animal in order to put its manure all over to fertilize the property. You can't do that lo b'shabasos, lo b'yavim tovim, lo b'chol ha'moed. It's all going to be prohibited in all these days. Vimbo melee and mutter, if the animal goes off on its own out to your backyard and fertilizes the property, that's fine. But v'ein mesayno son, but you can't assist in any way. V'ein mosin lehem shomer lenar es tzonam. You can't even give a shomer to them either, that they'll do this. But hayasach Shabbos, if he's hired for the week, or schir chodesh, or he's a monthly worker for you, or schir shana, he's working for the year, or schir shavua, for the 7-year cycle, so then, mesayino so, you're allowed to help out because it seems as if it's the nachri. Meaning what? If I give my animals to a nachri to watch my animals for a year, 7 years, whatever the time period is, everybody thinks it's his animal. So then I can be mesayeya him because they think it's a nachri's animal. I just can't do it if it looks like it's my animal. Umosin lem shomer lenar stonim, I can also give a shomer in that situation when there's this long-term worker who everyone thinks he's the owner of this animal. Rebbe Omer, b'shabbos b'tova, on Shabbos, if a certain person wants to help out, you're allowed to help out so long as you don't get any schar for it, and it's just a tova, you're doing a favor, but you can't collect any money for helping out in these areas. But b'yomtif, if you want to help out, you could do it in exchange for mizonos. And b'moed, to be messiah of these animals, you could even collect b'schar. And what's the halacha? Amr of Yosef Hilchasa, Kurebi Paskin, like Rebbe, who says what? He was the last opinion that Shabbos, yomtif, and moed are all different. New Mishnah tells us now, V'chein misha hayayin, shahaya yenu b'tzoch habur, v'ira evel onis. So let's say a person has the wine that's fermenting in the pit, and something, an avelis happens to him, or some type of onus happens to him, he's not able to do the work anymore, oshetu, or the workers tricked him, so now he's stuck with this wine that's going to go bad. So Zolif Vigomer, he could then continue to press the other grapes there and finish that off, and then he could gaf kedarko, he could cover up the pit in a proper way to preserve the wine. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Oselo Limudim B'shul Shalo Yachmitz. You could just put some type of limudim, which is you can't do a regular covering of the pit, but some type of boards, to planks on top of the pit, in order to prevent it from going bad. The Gemara says Fitzricha. So this Mishnah seems very similar to the Mishnah we saw the other day. That was yesterday's daf about the guy was pressing, what was it, oil yesterday?
No.
Pishtan?
No.
Well, both, oil and Pishtan. Just the oil. The oil, case of oil. So why you have two Mishnahs, one oil, one wine? It seems to be the same din. Fitzricha. Because the Yashamin and Kamaisa, we thought the first case, Rabbi Yossi permitted you to do everything Kadarko. Maybe Behahi Kama Rabbi Yossi Mishum de Mishcha Nafish Pseda. The oil is lost, the oil was more expensive. So they had a heter that you could maybe cover up the oil regularly. Aval chamra de lanafish pseda. If the wine went bad, it wouldn't be the end of the world because apparently this wine was much more common back then. So it wouldn't be such a pseda, so maybe here Rabbi Yossi wouldn't allow you to do a regular covering. Tzricha ema modile le Rabbi Yehuda. He would agree to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't do a gaf kedarko. Kamashvan, even in the case of wine, where it's cheaper, Rabbi Yossi permits you to gaf kedarko. Viashmina and Basrais, if we only had the second case of the wine, Biahi Kama Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe this is where Rabbi Yehuda says you have to do a shinoi. Aval, when it comes to the case Bahach, when it comes to the case of Shemin, where there's going to be a tremendous pseida, so then maybe Ema Modi le Rabbi Yossi. Maybe in that case, Rabbi Yehuda would agree to Rabbi Yossi, you could gaf kedarko when it comes to Shemin. Tzricha, to teach me that even in the case of Shemin, Rabbi Yehuda argues and says you cannot be gaf kedarko. So Amr of Yitzhak for Abba, man tana shinoi b'moed, b'davar ha'avad. Who's the one who allows for shinoi to be done chal ha'moed to prevent a loss? It's a delo k'Rabbi Yossi, not like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says you could do everything kedarko. There's no need for a shinoi. You could do gaf kedarko by shemen. You could do gaf kedarko when it comes to yayin. So he doesn't require any shinoi. So Amr of Yosef, halach Rabbi Yossi, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi that you don't need a shinoi to prevent the davar ha'avad. So, by my name, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, they asked him the following shayla: Ma'u l'mishe chavita de shichra becholo de moada. What does this mean? So Rashi says, La guf hachavis. Are you allowed to cover up, seal a barrel of beer on chol hamoed? Is that can be considered? We saw you could seal a wine and you could seal oil. What about sealing a beer, a bottle of beer? Is that permitted? So Amar Lahu Sinai Amar Lacha Rabbi Yossi. Who's Sinai? Sinai? Rabbi Yosef, the Gemara at the end of which Gemara's called Rabbi Yosef Sinai? Anyone know? It's the last sugi in two different Masechtas. Brachos is one? Very good. You saw on the side, had it?
On the bottom.
Very good. So end of Horios and Brachos, last two sugas of the each Masechta, has a question of is Sinai better, Oker Harim better? Rabbi Yosef is Sinai. Anyone know who's Oker Harim? Who's the Bar Plukta Rav Yosef always? Nope. Rabba. Rabba Rav Yosef, it's always. So Rabba is Oker Harim. He would be uprooting mountains, and that's the Ian. And Rav Yosef was Sinai. He was Sinai. He had the memory, and he knew all of Shas, all called Torah Kula. So he says, Sinai Amar Halacha Rav Yosef. We pask like Rav Yosef. You never need to do a Shinoi. So you would be able to seal this beer barrel as well, Kedarko. Ah. So very interesting. He became blind later on in life.
He didn't go blind. He forgot his learning.
What?
He forgot his learning.
Yeah, as well. He became blind. He also forgot his learning. He was blind, yes. There's interesting Shaila. Did I mention this? In one of my shirim I mentioned it. Maybe two of my shirim, I don't remember exactly. But there's a Daf Yomi came out recently where someone quoted a pasuk in the Torah. And Rav Yosef, I mentioned this here, right? Right, and then Rabbi Yossi quoted a pasuk in Nach. Yeah.
Oh,
that's why I quoted it. Yeah, Kibbutz Tzaddikim.
I listened to it online. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember why.
Kibbutz Tzaddikim. No, it wasn't Kibbutz Tzaddikim. It wasn't online. The Kibbutz Tzaddikim. Must have been the shir, one of the maybe the emails or shaking woman's hand. I don't remember which one. Maybe one of those I quoted it. Either way, Rav Yosef, yes, so he was blind, so he wasn't able to quote Torah, psukim from the Chumash, because the Ram Shebechsav, Yeta Rosh Elamur Malpeh. So we had a little conversation about that he was blind, he had a super memory. Okay, either way, you are correct though. So the Gemara says that Rav Sinai Amar Halacha Krabi Yosi, Rav Yosef is Sinai, so he said we paskin like Rabbi Yosi. Amar, so the Gemara says, Amar Dama Rabbi Yosi Bechamra, but Beshechar Miyamra. Rav Yosi only said you're allowed to do Kedarko when it came to beer, to rather wine. But Beshechar Miyamra, did he ever say that by beer? So the Gemara explains. Chamra time am I, what's the reason for beer? Mishum de nafish pseida, because if you lose the rather wine, it's going to be a tremendous hefsid. Shechanami is be pseida. If the beer goes bad, it's not sealed properly, it's also going to be a tremendous loss. Damar Abaye, Abaye says, Amrili aim bar shis sava vishayar mi bar tamna vloshia. It's, I think it means like better six, look at Rashi. Yafesh sheikhar mugaf. Better is sealed beer in a smaller bottle. That's not covered. So we see that sealed beer is it's much better quality, and it's a loss if you don't seal it. So therefore, he permitted one to seal oil, to seal wine, and to seal beer. On Chol HaMoed Kedarka. Gemara now says the last few lines of the Amud here. Amar Rav Chama Bar Guria Amar Rav Halacha Hilchos Moed Kehilchos Kusim. The halachas of Chol HaMoed are very similar to the halachas of Kusim. What halachas of Kusim are we familiar with? Rashi says, based on the Gemara in Chulin and elsewhere, that Hecha de Achzik Achzik, Hecha de Achzik Lo Achzik. Whichever mitzvah we want, the Gemara there wants to know whether we could trust the Kusi in making matzah for us. Are they bekeem in making matzah? So there's a three-way machlokas there. One of the shitas is that anything they're machzik, anything they took upon themselves to do, they took upon themselves even better than us. Anything they didn't take upon themselves to do, we can't trust them. So find out whether they took matzah seriously or they did not take matzah seriously. So that halach of kusim, that klal of hechad achzik achzik, is similar to hilchos Chol HaMoed. What does that mean? Lemai hilchasa, what's the application we have by Chol HaMoed? So Amarav Daniel bar Katina, Amarav lomar sheina kuros, vein lemedos zo mizo. What does that mean? Rashi says that there are kuros, it's like a woman who's an akara, who cannot have any children. You can't learn one from the next. They're all isolated halachas, says Rashi, ein lemedim zemizeh, zumizu, deima kishem shizu mutaris kach zumutaris. You can't say this one's mutter, that case is similar, also mutter. Kemobakusim. We don't say, lo aminan, keecha de machzik bahai, machzik bahai. Every mitzvah, we have to look at, are they machzik or they're not machzik? So too by Chol HaMoed. We have to look at every shaila as a separate, independent shaila. You cannot bring halachas from here to there. Something comes to mind. There is another halacha as well. Like there's another area of halachas. You can't learn one from the next. I think it's treifus. I think the Gemara says in Chul in the third parak, elu treifus, that you cannot be mendamet treifus to each other, because you never know. You could cut an animal in one part, it could die, and a similar cut somewhere else, and it can't die. You can't. I think a similar phrase. You can't ain lemeid the zumazu when it comes to treifus as well. Gemara says, the Amar Shmuel says, Zoftin kuzasa, vein zoftin chavita. He allowed you to, zoftin is lashon of sealing off a barrel of kusta, which is a very small barrel, but he didn't allow you to seal off a bigger barrel. And the other opinion was, Ravdimi mehanarda, Amar zufta bechavita, vein zoftin kuzda. He permitted you to seal a big bottle, but not a small barrel. So what's the machlok is whether the big one's permitted, the small one's permitted. So the Gemara says, Mar dechayish lepseida, mar dechayish letircha. The one who was concerned with pseida had a heter of only sealing the bigger bottles. You want a big loss, but the small little beer bottles he didn't permit to seal off. But the other opinion's concern was tircha. So a big barrel is going to be a tremendous tircha to seal it properly. But a small bottle won't be so much of a tircha, and therefore there is no heter for the, it's only permitted on the smaller bottle because there is no tircha. So are we more concerned with tircha, or are we more concerned with pseida? But we see from this Gemara that you can't compare a small bottle and a big bottle and a small bottle. Each area of halacha, each island Chol HaMoed is completely independent. Gemara says the very last line of the Amud here, Amar Baye Naktinan Hilchos Moed Kehilchos Shabbos. He says, no, you have to compare Chol HaMoed to the halachas of Shabbos with regards to which area of Shabbos. So the Gemara says in the very top of Amud Beis, Yesh mehem pater val aser, v'yesh mehem mutar l'chachila. Just like by Shabbos, there's some halachas that are mutar l'gamrei, some things that are pater, you don't bring a chatas, yet it's aser to do. So Chol HaMoed has the same breakdown as well. So Rashi gives an example on the top here. V'had dekatani ein zovtin aser l'mevel l'chachila, you cannot steal the bottles and barrels l'chachila v'abidiyevel lo havichayiv. If you did it, you're not chayiv, you haven't done anything wrong. Not sure what you'd be chayiv for anyways. Is I guess ma'ah, that's why. Ain't chiv malchus on this. Okay. Gemara now says two lines down. Rav Huna chatztile chatzte b'mo'ada. He would do what? He would do ktsira on Chol HaMoed in order to eat it. So esivei rabba bar Rav Huna l'Rav Huna tochnin kemach b'mo'ed l'tzarach ha'mo'ed v'shlo l'tzarach ha'mo'ed aser. If you do tochen for the purpose of Chol HaMoed l'tzarach ha'mo'ed, then it's permitted. If you do it she'ein tzarach l'moed, then it's not permitted. Davar she'avid b'moed mutar l'asos b'moed. Something that's going to be lost is permitted, but davar she'ein avid b'moed aser. Something that it will not have any losses is prohibited. B'med davar mamur. When is it all true? B'tlushim mi'akark. We're talking about things that are already detached from the ground. There is no iser k'tira. Aval mechuba l'karka afilu kula avid aser. If you have things attached to the ground, even if you're going to lose everything, it's aser. We don't allow k'tira. Vim ein lo ma yochal, if he's got nothing to eat, ma'amish, nothing to eat. So then there's a heter of kotzer, you could cut down ma'amer, and a medash, vizorah, a bor, a toche, and all these different actions. U bilvad shlo yidosh beparos. As long as you don't use cows to do the disha, to do the threshing, you have to do the threshing on your own feet, you can't use a cow. So what's the shaila from here? So how then could Rav Huna do ktsira vav? The only heter from the brayse to do ktsira is if the guy ma'amish has nothing to eat. We're assuming that Rav Huna had what to eat. So how could Rav Huna do ktsira if the brayse says you can't do ktsira? So Gemara says, Amar lei yichidahi. That brayse that says it's also to do ktsira, that's a das yachid. We don't pass him that way. We permit ktsira on yontif. By the way, this is very halacha lemaisa. The person is very common that people go during sukkahs, Chol HaMoed trips, to go apple picking. That's ktsira, cutting down from the apple trees. Are you allowed to do that? So the halacha, anyone know what the halacha is in regards to that? Yeah, you eat it, you make an apple pie, you eat all the apples, and you're allowed to. You're allowed to do it. But just down to apple picking, that would not be permitted. Same old shoe for that matter. I get this question each year. Going fishing, are you allowed to go fishing on Chol HaMoed or not? So that too, it's fishing as well should be only if you're going to use the fish to be eaten. This is, I once saw an interesting tshuva, whether fishing is permitted at all in general. Just stop to go fishing, not to eat. Fish and take it out and throw it back in. A lot of places you can go fishing where you can't keep the fish, but it depends on the weight, depends on the size, depends on different things. One tshuva thought that it would be bichlal the iser of hunting. There's a Ber Halacha quotes from the Chassam Sofer that's also to be a hunter, just to stam hunt. That's what the Nachum do. That's what he quoted from Nimrod was a hunter. We don't do those types of things. That's a Yiddish thing to go hunting. So I saw the tshuva that he thought that hunting would be that fishing would be bechlal that iser. But I'm not sure if other posts can say that way though. So I think part of that calculation was also tzar b'lei chayim that it might be very painful for the fish. What? No, so that's a tiny that some say that there's no tzar for the fish. No, just the pasuk says vayesof. You gather them. Just the pasuk says asifa. You gather them, and that's all. There could be a tam bedaver, but the pasuk says asifa. It's sufficient. So there's no. Some claim there's no tsar. I think there's a true emotion about this, about the tsar by fish. I think he says there might be a tsar by fish. And he says there isn't, or
I'm saying there isn't.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Anyway, so we say from here. Rav Huna again was doing ktsira, taking down apples, let's say, on Chol HaMoed, which is permitted. The Braisa says it's also to do ktsira, unless it's mamish sakana, pikuach nefesh, you need food. That's a das yachid. We permit ktsira. So Gemara says, velo sfirlan, and we don't hold like this, which is shaila here, 1 second, velo sfirlan, kvase. Velo, okay, yachidi, velo sfirlan, kvase. We don't hold like this, the opinion. The Tanya, the Braisa tells us that Klal Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Mishim Rabbi Yosi, Davar Talish Min Hakarka, Filu Miktsaso Avod Mutter, V'Amchuba LaKarka, Filu Kula Avod Aser. So this is the opinion of Rabbi Yosi and the Braisa that he says anything attached to the ground, it's all Aser. That's a Das Yachid of Rabbi Yosi, whom we don't paskin like, at least regarding this halacha. Now, V Rabbi Yosi, Yadush Nami with Paris. So if it's Rabbi Yossi, she should even permit the threshing with the cows. Because remember, Rabbi Yossi's Shita is what? What did we learn Rabbi Yossi and Amud Aleph? What was the Shita in Amud Aleph?
It's all
out. No Shinoi. You don't do any Shinois. So if you permit, whenever he permits something, so if a guy has nothing to eat, he should permit everything to go the full way. There should be no Shinoi. I feel a bit Paris, it should be permitted. So I'm Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba, Ma'an Tana Shina B'Moeda, B'Davar Avid, Dilo Krab Yossi. So that's what he holds. It should be permitted. He doesn't require any Shinoi. Amalacha, no. Hachanami, you're right. In general, there's no need for a Shinoi. Whatever is permitted, there's no need for a Shinoi. But Kaven, the Kal Yoma Labit Peros Daishi, Ha'ina Nami Lo Shinaihu. Since every single day, no one used cows to do the dash. They do it on their own feet. They step on them or have some type of grinder. When I baked matzahs, went through the whole process of how to make matzahs, so we went, I mentioned this probably in a few mashirim, that we went to this some makeshift, I don't know what you'd call it, in a basement in Borough Park somewhere. Well, no, it was not a matzah bakery. It was just a room. And we used it to, we did the dash. And the way we did the dash was, it was a kind of like a grinder where it pressed the kernels together, so there squeeze the kernel out of the shell. That's the point. The point of dash is when you cut everything down and you put it in the threshing field, so there's still the covers, the shells are on top of the kernels. You step on them, and that pressure makes the kernels shoot out of the shells. So we had this thing we ground, which put the pressure, two things coming together, and then it fell to the bottom. And then the guy had this massive fan blowing, so all the shaft of the light part would fly across the room, and the kernels would fall into this box. And that would be what's called Zora. Zora is when you throw it in the threshing field after you press everything, you take everything, throw it up in the air, so the wind comes and the light stuff flies over and the heavy stuff falls down. So anyway, so the way the dash was done, they didn't use cows typically to do the dash. They would have some machine or they would step on the kernels to pop them out of the shells. So that's why he didn't allow you to use paros, because that wasn't the derech, the orche in general. Gemara quotes from Brisa, Tana Rabbanan, Tochnin b'moed letzarech ha-moed. You're allowed to do grinding in the moed for the purpose of chal ha-moed. But, did I skip?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You
skip. I'm still right. You're 5 Y lines down. Tochnin b'moed letzarech ha-moed. Shalol letzarech ha-moed aser. But if it's not the purpose of chal ha-moed, then it's aser. I didn't skip, did I? Yeah. Yeah, we did that piece, yeah. Sure. Yeah, we get the answer. Yeah. Okay. So it's the Tzarech HaMoed, so then it's permitted. But Shalol Tzarech HaMoed to do Tochen for non-Chol HaMoed purposes, it would be Aser to do this. V'im Tochen V'hoser HaRezeh Motel. Let's say you do Tchina, and you happen to grind more than is necessary, you're allowed to use that. That's not B'chlal the Iser. Similarly, Kotitz and Eitz and B'moed, you're allowed to cut down wood for Chol HaMoed Tzarech HaMoed. You need it for the firewood, you need it for cooking, for heat. If it's not needed for Chol HaMoed, then it's Aser. Vim katzitz v'hotzir. If you cut down wood and there's some surplus, that too is hareza mutter. There's no Iser involved. Matilin sheikha b'moed. You're allowed to start the process of making beer l'tzarech HaMoed, so long as you could drink it on Chol HaMoed. But shalol l'tzarech HaMoed, then Aser. You're not allowed to start making the beer. Vim hitil v'hotzir. If you make the beer and there's some leftover, hareza mutter. So long as you don't play any games and do any trickery here, you shouldn't make a lot and say, oh, I was making a little bit, I didn't realize how much extra I made. Don't play any type of harama like that. So Gemara asks a question, or minhu. You're allowed to make beer for drinking on Chol HaMoed. But shalol letzarech HaMoed, it's awesome to do this. Whether it's a beer made from dates, whether it's beer made from barley, I imagine it in beer made from anything else, even if you have old beer, you are allowed to play games and have do harama to make new beer. So this brisa permits harama, and the previous brisa prohibited it. And the Gemara says it's really a machlokas tanoim tanaihi. The Tanya ain marimim b'kach. Rabbi Yosi b'Yehuda amar marimim. The machlokas 2 days in the brisa whether you could do harama by sheikh or not.
More than. Isn't harama he's going to use that one? I mean, you have it in the house, but he wants to drink a different one.
Yep.
That's
harama? Yeah. I want to do it in flavor.
You're going to use it on moa. You're going to use it.
But then you'll say, you know, I actually really want the other one.
Like the fish yesterday.
The fish yesterday. I remember the fish yesterday.
He let it bring in all the fish, even though I said we didn't.
Yeah, exactly. The classic example is when it comes to an animal, an animal that falls in a pit. If two animals fall in a pit, and I forget exactly the case, they take one up. He said, actually, no, I want the second one. Let me take the second one up also. That's the classic case of Ha'arama. No, one of the classic cases. You know the Gemara?
Yeah.
No. So, anyways. Okay, the Gemara then says, Rav Chatzta Leichatzta B'chol Demoed. What's Chatzta mean? So Rashi explains here. It's Ksirosa, right? So he's doing Ktsira B'chol Demoada. And Shama Shmuel Ikpad. Shmuel heard what Rav was doing. He got very upset. So why was he upset? Didn't we say you're allowed to do Ksira B'chol Demoed? So Lema Shmuel Ki Yechidas V'Yolai? Does he hold like the Das Yachad Rav Yossi who prohibited Ktsira? Lo, Chatzta Dechita Hava. No, the only heter was to cut down, I guess, barley. But to cut down wheat, there's no hefsid. The wheat could stay in the ground for much longer. Nothing would happen to it. So Rav, my time of Abed Hachi. Why was Rav doing this if there was no hefsid? Ein lo mayochal, hava. He had nothing to eat. Rav was mama shenani. So the Shmuel lo saimi kame. So I guess the Shmuel didn't realize. No one told him that Rav was mamash poor at the time. Even though Rav and Shmuel had a lot to do with each other, he didn't realize at that moment he had nothing to eat. So therefore it's permitted. Even if a person's an ani, when you're adam chasha, which seems to be the theme of these couple of daf, then there is no heter to do ktsira. Afilu im ein lo mayocha, which is a tremendous chiddush. Marna says Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, nafik bechumrasa de medusha. He went out. It was on Shabbos, wearing some type of ring, and ashte may daachim kepela arama, and he drank water that was heated by an akum, the concern of bishul akum. So Shama Rabbi Ami Ikbar, he got very upset that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was doing these two Isra. He was carrying wearing a ring, which is Isra Otsa, and drinking from Bishul Akum. Okay. Grandson, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, say, my time Ikbar, why was he so upset? Imishim Chum Rasa de Medusha, because of the ring he was wearing. Hatani, the Brisa clearly says, Hashirim Hanizam Vatabos. These things are allowed to be worn, even rings. It's because he's drinking water that was warmed up by Bishakim. There's no Bishakim by water. Anything that can be eaten when it's still raw, then it can be eaten when it's cooked as well. So the Gemara says Adam Chashiv Shiny. It's different from Adam Chashiv. So he has to be makbid on this as well, which is a very big chiddush. Whoever holds himself as an Adam Chashiv, even things that are Necha Chai, shouldn't be eaten. Now the question becomes, is this Chumra of Adam Chashiv Shiny, is this only applied to things that are eaten Necha Chai? What about the other heter? What's the second heter of Bishul Akum? Shulchan Malachim. So what about saying that Shulchan Malachim that does not ain Ola Shulchan Malachim? So, does Adam Chashiv have to be makbid on that? So, an example, we mentioned oftentimes here, the canned tuna fish. No one serves canned tuna fish at the president's table. So that's why the OU Paskins, it can be cooked by a non-Jew. It's Ein Ola Shulchan Malachim. Would an Adam Chashiv, who could hold himself as Adam Chashiv, would he have to stop eating these types of food? Or is Adam Chashiv only Chumra regarding the other heter of Necha Chai, like the Gemara says here? That's a Shaila, I think, that Chumra discussed. I was discussing, I think with Seth and I, we discussed this many times, over Weimaraner, we were discussing recently. I was with him somewhere having sushi. I offered him some sushi. He refused. He'd never had sushi before. Explained the sushi, it's raw fish and everything. And Mamash, like, he didn't know what it was. I said, it really changes the lach lemais of Bishul Akum now. Because since sushi is eaten raw, necha chai, and it's very, very common nowadays, so that means if you have cooked fish, if it's the same quality, if it's sushi quality fish, it's cooked by non-Jew, there would not be a problem with Bishul Akum since it's Nechal Chai.
Different
fish, exactly. It has to be the sushi grade fish, we said. But if it's a lower fish and no one would eat raw, so then it would be still subject to the Isser Bishul Akum. Yeah, the Gemara says, let's get to the Mishnah at least. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Chanan El Amar Rav Kotit Adam Deka B'moed. A person could cut down a date tree in Chol HaMoed. Even though he only needs the wood, the beams, and the that's fine. Now imagine there's a shaila here, because what's the shaila from this Gemara? How do you cut down a fruit tree? So imagine they ask this question, probably where there are a few haterim that are usually given. One is where it's not producing any fruit, one is where the wood's more valuable than the fruit, I imagine that's the answer that they're giving here. Anyone see anything on this quickly? No, I don't see anybody address it. But that's here you go. Apparently, Rishonim say it's an old tree where it wasn't producing any more fruit. Gemara now says, Light Allah Abaye, Baye cursed him. Vashi Havalei Abba Bishalnaya. He had a forest in a certain place called Shanaya. Also, Lemikte Bechal de Moada. He wanted to cut down trees. Amarle Rav Shila Mishalnia, Ravashi, Mai Daitcha. What was your idea to cut down? The Kama Rav Hanana, Amarav, coaches Adam Dekel Bemoa. You're allowed to. Afa P, Shena Tarchalel Nisaurus Shalom. Even if you only need the wood, you could cut down the tree in Chol HaMoed. But didn't Halai Tele Abai, didn't Abai curse him for doing this? Meaning you shouldn't be cutting down wood in Chol HaMoed. Amarlei, Lo Shmili, Kolomar Lo Shmili, I didn't hold of this Abai. Even though Abai cursed him, I didn't hold of him. I passed like Rav Hananel that you can cut them down. Ishtame Narga, a piece of the whack, the axe rather came flying off, and Bar Lemifsike Leshake almost cut off his leg. So Shafki, so then Rav Ashi took this as a siman that maybe he shouldn't be doing this. He walked away. He stopped cutting trees down in Chol HaMoed. Father also Rav Yehuda, Shari Lemekar Kisna. So he permitted, what's Lemekar Kisna mean? The flax, I think. Okay. Ulemikdal Kashusa, to cut down, what's Kashusa, some type of herbs?
Hops.
Okay. Lemekar Shumshai, and to uproot the sesame seeds. Averle, Abai, the Rav Yosef, Bishlama Kisna, I understand why you could do that. Chadil Chafifa, that's permitted because that's something that you could eat from it. And Kashusa, Chadil Shikha, Kashusa, the hops could be used for beer. Ela Shumshar, the Mai Chazi, what's going to do with the sesame? Well, I says, what do you mean? It's Chazil, what?
Trina.
Chazi, Lin Nazai. What's Nazai? So, it's for Dispe, Behu Rav Yanai, Havle Hahuba Desa, Demati, I think it's referring to like sesame oil. This bu rabbiane havalei hahu pardesa. Just the seeds inside, not the oil. Doesn't Rashi have this line about the mevan mishcha? You can make oil from them. Rashi says you can make oil from the sesame seeds, I think.
Yeah, sesame seed oil.
Yeah. So rabbiane havalei hahu pardesa. He had a certain pardes. The mat the zima de chol de moed, and everything became ripe on chol moed. Katva he cut everything down. Lashana. The next year, everybody said, you know what? We saw Rabbi Yanai cut his fruit down in Chol HaMoed, so the next year, everybody else waited until Chol HaMoed when they're off from work to cut down their fruit. If Rabbi Yanai the Pardesa, Husha. So that year, he made his property Hefker, because since he as a Tekala came about because of him, he was Mafkir his property and didn't get any Hana from those fruits that year. Okay, we'll stop here. Looks like we do not have a Marminin.